From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, May 27th, 2025. A federal judge is blocking the government for now from deporting a man who says he's been held unlawfully by ICE at the Cumberland County Jail since September. Ari Snyder reports.
On Thursday, the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine filed a petition asking a judge to release Adi Ambila, who has been held in ICE custody for 8 months since completing a sentence for two misdemeanor charges. On Tuesday, the government said it had already moved Ambila to an ICE facility in Massachusetts outside the court's jurisdiction and had slated him for, quote, imminent removal to the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Carol Garvin with the ACLU of Maine says as of Tuesday afternoon, the group didn't know Ambila's exact location.
Our understanding is that the government has been told they have to hold off, and so he has not left the United States yet and is still here.
Ambila has had a final deportation order since 2007 stemming from a felony conviction, but according to court records was not removed because the DRC has no record of his birth and has denied him travel documents. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Ari Snyder.
Republican Senator Susan Collins says she's still evaluating all the provisions in the major spending bill before the Senate. President Donald Trump's so-called Big Beautiful Bill passed in the House last week, but Collins said that the language is not final and that amendments are likely.
We don't have to pass the same bill that the House passed, and I don't think we should. I think we should make the bill much better.
Collins says she supports some elements of the bill, like the extension of the larger child tax credit, but has serious concerns about cuts to Medicaid. Maine Democratic Representative Shelley Pingree and Jared Golden both voted against the bill and have criticized it as reckless. Maine lawmakers have approved a bill aimed at protecting health care providers who prescribe abortion medication. If enacted, Maine would join a handful of states with similar laws. Patty White has more.
The bill would allow providers to request that prescription labels for mifepristone, misoprostol, and their generics be printed with the name of the prescribing healthcare facility rather than the clinician. Abortion rights advocates, including Maine Family Planning, say the bill provides important safety protections to healthcare providers. New York and Washington have similar shield laws, and legislation is also being considered in Vermont and Colorado. Maine's bill now heads to Governor Janet Mills' desk for her consideration. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
A bill that would allow towns to charge additional fees on so-called super yachts took a step forward in the legislature today. Kevin Miller has more.
Massive passenger cruise ships are summertime fixtures in some Maine harbors. But a growing number of privately owned mega or super yachts are showing up along Maine's coastline. A bill that passed the Maine Senate by a single vote on Tuesday would allow harbor towns to charge mega yachts $10 for every linear foot in excess of 150 feet. The towns would keep some of the money, while the rest would go into a mega yacht fund to help pay for public transportation and to mitigate sea level rise. Republican Senator Rick Bennett of Oxford says the average Mainer will not be affected by the impact fees. And he says anyone who owns a 200-foot-long yacht can afford to pay the additional $500 per night to moor in a Maine harbor.
Super yachts and mega yachts are only owned by the super wealthy. These ships often cost hundreds of millions of dollars to purchase and require tens of millions of dollars to operate each year. For example, the annual cost associated with owning a $400 million yacht would be enough to run a small hospital in the United States.
But opponents of the bill say the owners, crew, and guests of mega yachts also spend big bucks in coastal towns, and assessing a fee could discourage visits to Maine. The bill faces additional votes, and Governor Janet Mills blocked a similar measure last year. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
The Maine Forest Service is reporting emerald ash borer infestations in more than 30 municipalities in the state. They include Mount Desert Island, Belfast, and dozens of towns in southern Maine. State horticulturalist Gary Fish says the infestations on Mount Desert Island and Belfast suggest they were brought in via infected firewood from campers. Fish urges property owners to look for certain signs.
If you have an ash that every year it's been leafing out completely and you see four or five branches that aren't leafing out, or maybe you start to see some sprouts at the stump, that's a sign that it's pretty well infested.
Every Maine county except Washington County now has some level of ash tree quarantine in place. New statistics show almost half of driving fatalities in Maine over the last 3 years were people not wearing their seatbelts. Maddie Smith reports enforcement efforts are increasing with the start of the summer holiday season.
Last year, 126 people died in car accidents, and 52 of them were unbelted. Maine's seatbelt usage rate is almost 94%, but the Maine Bureau of Highway Safety says it is working to get those remaining few to buckle up and save lives. Fines for not wearing a seatbelt are $50 for a first offense and increases up to $250 for subsequent offenses. There have been 30 fatal crashes already this year, and the Bureau says Memorial Day kicks off a time with a significant increase in fatal crashes due to travel and increased rates of speeding and impaired driving. Maine is participating in the National Click It or Ticket campaign through June 1st, with extra scrutiny from law enforcement ensuring people are buckled up. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Maddie Smith.
And the Freiburg Fair will open a day early, overlapping with the Cumberland Fair, after the Maine Department of Agriculture, Conservation, and Forestry determined earlier this month that they have no jurisdiction to stop them. Because the Freiburg Fair intends to operate unlicensed on Saturday, September 27th, the fair will not receive its subsidy from the state's Agricultural Fair Support Fund for that day. Commissioner Amanda Beal says she hopes Freiburg Fair officials will reconsider. The decision comes after Cumberland officials voiced frustration that Freiburg would be starting on the same day as Cumberland's most popular fair date. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, Sharing Meals. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.